Good evening. Welcome to another exciting session in Ever-Increasing Word Training Center. Our apostle released the word for this year, and it's Holy Spirit, have your way. Now, I want to start off with some different verses here before we jump into our teaching tonight, which is the three categories of gifts, or is that the proper? Yeah, the three categories of gifts. We're talking about the realm of the supernatural, which is the realm of what? The Holy Spirit. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 31, it declares, but covet earnestly. Notice it says covet, covet. I believe we have not coveted the gifts of the Spirit. Covet earnestly what? The best gifts. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 14 and 1 say, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may what? Prophesy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7 say, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to what? Every man to what? To profit withal. Then 1 Corinthians 12 and 11 declares, but all these work by that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, I want you to keep these scriptures throughout this semester. Based upon what our apostle have been sharing with us about entering into this supernatural realm. You listening? In one of his meditations, he dealt with the four realms of the Spirit. You need to make sure you read that meditation. I'll make sure we get to you the date so you can go back and meditate it, because it's setting the apostolic and prophetic flow for this entire season. All right? So we're going to begin tonight with chapter number 2, the three categories of gifts. The first category is called the vocal gifts or the mouth gifts.
There are three vocal gifts.
There are diverse kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Now, if you listen to Dr. Walker, he will start off with prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues, because that's how they're listed in 1 Corinthians 12. Are you listening? Now, I want to give you the definitions of these three gifts so that you can have an understanding of what they are. So we're going to begin with prophecy. Prophecy is the supernatural utterance in a what? Known tongue. What is prophecy? Prophecy is a supernatural divine utterance that comes from the mouth of God directly into your spirit, and you speak it out in a what? Known tongue. You listening? Okay. And then we have diverse kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues. Now, remember, in our last session, we taught you that the gift of discerning of the gift of diverse kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues, they are what? Equivalent to prophecy. Remember, prophecy is what? The silver dime. And diverse kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues are what? Are two nickels. We also explained to you that the interpretation of tongues is not the translation of tongues. Very important. You know, it's not like Dr. Walker, who never spoke no English. no Spanish. Y'all probably listen and say, no, you don't. You speak Ebonically. You're right. You're listening. But, you know, I want you to understand, you know, if someone speaks in Spanish and someone said, okay, this is what they said in English, that's not an interpretation. That's a translation. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Very important. Okay, go ahead, daughter. Let's get into the lesson.
Vocal gifts
are tools of inspiration.
They stir up
and they inspire people.
They enliven the worship.
And they do what? They release the atmosphere.
And they inspire new strength
directly into the believer's spirit. Nehemiah 8:10 declares,
Then he said unto them,
Go your way,
eat the fat,
drink the sweet,
and send portions unto them
for whom nothing is prepared.
For this day is holy
unto our Lord.
Neither be ye sorry.
There it is. For the joy of the Lord
is your strength.
Psalm 16:11 declares,
Thou will show me the paths of life.
In thy presence is what?
Fullness of joy.
At thy right hand,
there are pleasures forevermore.
So you can see from this gift and the functioning of it, you're listening,
joy shows up.
Go ahead.
The vocal gifts,
they release the consciousness of what?
God's presence.
The Bible declares that in his presence, there is
fullness of joy.
Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
You listening?
Find that reference so they can have it. Keep going.
His presence quickens.
God's presence quickens.
And renews the spirits.
And it renews the spirits.
With new life.
God's presence.
Removes
from our lives spiritual lethargy.
Spiritual sluggishness.
You listening?
Go ahead.
Vocal gifts,
they bring
the word of God
to the people of God.
They bring a fresh word.
Say fresh.
Fresh.
Say fresh.
Fresh.
We need fresh.
Yes,
nobody like nothing stale.
You ever went to the store and bought some cookies and got home and found out they were stale?
After you open them?
Yes, sir.
How disappointed were you?
Some of y'all got back for that $1.50.
God went in the car and went, took them stale cookies back. Give me my $1.50.
Come on, go ahead.
They bring a fresh word
for the season.
A now word.
And a now word
brings
into our lives what?
Now faith.
In other words, these gifts release rhema.
You understand?
Rhema is a live word.
You listening?
You don't live by the Logos, children.
You live by rhema.
You understand?
You must read the Bible with the intent that God will speak to you off those pages.
You listening?
Now, Hebrews 11:1 says,
now faith is the substance of things what?
Hoped for, and faith is what?
The evidence of things not seen.
So that now word,
you listening,
brings you into a place where God can declare some things to you.
You listening?
See,
it's a now word.
It's something for you to function in when?
Now.
You listening?
We don't need yesterday's word.
We need a now word.
You listening?
That's why in the Lord's Prayer,
Jesus said, watch this now,
give us
this day
our daily bread. Well, what is God's daily bread? Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded where? From the mouth of God. Then you get St. John 6:63 to go on with that. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. Here's Jesus now. The words that I speak unto you, that's a noun word. They are spirit and they are life. Go ahead, daughter.
Faith brings a change
of spiritual mood
and the atmosphere of faith.
In the atmosphere of faith
and liberty,
releases God's people into a greater dimension of the spirit.
Faith helps the believer
to prevail
and
to what?
Overcome.
All right, now watch this. See, faith. What is faith? What is faith? What is faith? Well, write it down vertically. Write it down so you have this with you the rest of your days. What is faith? Faith is following, that's the F, apostolic, that's the A, instructions, that's the I, through, that's the T, hearing, that's the H. You can write down Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh.
Yes, sir.
So then faith cometh by what?
Hearing,
but a particular kind of hearing. So then faith cometh by hearing. Now here it comes. And hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
But you need to capitalize the word of God, because that's talking about a person. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Very important. That's why men and women of God must spend time with God so the head of the church can speak to you.
Amen.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
First John
5:4 declares, for whatsoever is born of God does what? Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that what? Overcometh the world what?
Even
our faith. So what is faith? Faith is simply when God speak, you listening? He's giving us what? Instructions. You listening? He's giving us his agenda. He's giving us his thoughts on the situation. You listening? If God has an agenda to carry out, if God has a what? Assignment to carry out, you cannot carry out an agenda or an assignment without what? Instruction. The instruction of the agenda and the assignment is the victory.
Yeah.
You got to meditate that.
Yes,
see, it's the instructions that bring the victory.
Hallelujah.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
When you don't follow instructions wholeheartedly, you get off course.
Mm, that's right.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Right. Go ahead.
Vocal gifts
are channels
to bring in
whatever we need to say
to those
whom we are ministering to.
We become open channels.
We become open channels. Here it comes now. To speak on God's behalf. So whenever these vocal gifts are in operation, you listening? It's really God. So we must be careful when we want to prophesy to people. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Huh? If it's not the word of the Lord, then it's your word. And that's why so many prophecies never manifest.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
He sent forth his word
first
before he healed them.
That's Psalm 112:7-20. What does Psalm 107:20 say? He sent his word and he what? Healed them and delivered them from what? from their destruction. So we need a now word in a now season to prevent destruction from going on in our lives. That's why when we come together, it is important for the nine manifestations of the Spirit to always be in operation. Not just in the church, but in your life, at home, on your job, in the school, in the supermarket. I believe that more people will come to Christ when we function in these gifts, because you will be able to say things to them that only God knows. And if you can say something to somebody that only God knows, and he told it to you to tell to them, are you listening? I promise you, it'll get their attention. Amen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Apart from the word,
there was nothing that was made. Apart from what? The word, there was nothing that was what? Made. St. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, was the word, and the word was with God. Here it goes now. And the word was God. So we have to recognize when we are dealing with the word of God, you listening? That was made flesh. All scripture deals with the word of God. You listening? Jesus said in St. John 5:39, you do err, not knowing what? The scriptures. You err, because what? You don't know the scriptures. Go ahead. St. John 5:39. It says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they that testify of me. But you won't come to me. But you won't come. See, the scriptures testify of me. But you won't come to me that you might have what? Life. So in the beginning was the word, St. John 1:1, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, here it goes, was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And his life was what? The light, the illumination of men. The 14th verse declares that same word became flesh. I want you to know in this generation, we can have the same experiences. You listening? Go ahead, daughter.
In that word
is life. And the life, the Zoe, God, the God kind of life, the life of that word is
the light of men.
So without that word, we don't have no light. We will walk in what? Darkness. Go ahead, daughter.
When men walk in that light, darkness will not overcome them.
Here's what we need to know. Darkness can never put out light.
Hallelujah.
Yes, some of y'all say, I got some people going, what? No, darkness can't put out light. Darkness is the absence of light. Darkness don't drive out light. Light drives out darkness. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Hit the switch. Hit the switch at home. Go ahead and hit the switch. When you cut the switch off, right? Right? The power is at the circuit, right? You have an on and off switch. If you cut the power off, you listening? Darkness show up. Why? Because the switch was in control of the power being released to that light switch to do what? Put the lights on. Isn't it amazing how fast darkness leaves when the light come on? Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, daughter. Psalm 119 and 130 declares, the entrance to thy word giveth what?
Light.
The entrance to God's word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So that shows you that light is connected to what? Understanding. You listening? If God give you instructions, thank you for your enthusiasm, and you don't follow them, you will never come into understanding. You want to understand before you follow the instruction. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, daughter. In John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. So once again, life is in the what? Life is in the spirit. Go ahead.
The spirit word,
rhema,
creates
life,
energy,
strength,
and force
in our
ministries. In our ministries.
The spirit word
releases fresh oil
over the congregation.
The mouth gifts
or the speaking gifts,
they set a watch
over the mouth of the church. Watch this. Speaking the truth in what?
Love.
Now, when I heard the mouth gifts set what? Over the church what? It sets a watch over the church. Yeah, read the statement again because I want to make sure they get this.
Mouth gifts.
Set a watch
over the mouth of the church.
Over the what?
Mouth
of the church. Now I'm about to make a statement. You see, when you are part of a church family, that's okay. Some of you don't know where I'm going. It's all right. You must speak the same thing. If you're not speaking the same thing, you're going to cause division. Are you listening? So what's coming out of your mouth is important to the atmosphere of the church. Nobody wants to say amen. Go ahead, daughter.
Speaking the truth in love
brings healing of what? Relationships. So a relationship cannot be healed when lies are present. Deception. I often make a statement here in this local congregation that God calls me to oversee, it's not what you're telling me. It's what you're not telling me. What you're telling me may be a lie full of deceit. The truth is in what you're not saying. Go ahead.
When we are sensitive to God
and
we speak his words,
it will bring God's consciousness
over the people
that we are ministering to.
B.
The second category of gifts are the revelational gifts. Now, children, I didn't give you the three definition for the vocal gifts. We'll make sure that you get them before the semester is up. But the three revelational gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. Are you listening? Now, we spent a lot of time on discerning of spirits in our first session. Last session, go ahead.
Revelation gifts.
They are vehicles of what? Revelation. The whole kingdom of God is a revelatory kingdom. The whole kingdom of God is built upon what? Revelation knowledge. That is knowledge that can only be revealed to you from God. You remember in St. John 16:13-18, where Peter got the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus made a statement to him. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. Here it comes. For flesh and blood did not what? Reveal this unto you, but my Father, which is where? All right. So whenever God wants to reveal stuff to his children, he reveal it to us. Here it comes, by his Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God. Why do the Spirit search the deep things of God? 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 11. Because he wants to reveal to us the mind of God. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, daughter.
They reveal
all that is hidden
in the past
present,
and future. They reveal the realm of the spirit world.
Revelation gifts reveal the realm of the spirit world. That is hidden unto the naked eye.
They reveal these facts.
Revelational gifts reveal these facts
directly
into our spirits.
Revelational gifts
open our minds
to the consciousness
of the spirit realm.
Man becomes what?
God conscious.
When the revelation gifts
are in manifestation.
Revelation gifts
bring the mind of God
to the people of God.
Do you not understand how important this teaching is? Revelation gifts bring to God's people the mind of God.
Yes.
It's not what somebody else think about it. It's, Father, what do you say about it?
Yes.
Remember in Isaiah 55, verse 8, where God said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord of hosts. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. You listening?
Yes, sir.
But we can have God thoughts because God thoughts are God's words. Thoughts are words. You don't have thoughts going on in your mind without words being spoken.
That's right.
Look at y'all. Go ahead.
Revelation gifts
bring hidden things
to light
so that God himself
can deal with it.
So that God himself can deal with it. Once God shines the light on it, then he will deal with it.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Demonic
bondages
will not be able to stay
where revelation gifts
are in operation.
See, revelation gifts is not to shame you. It's to free you.
Hallelujah.
In the church, we take revelation gifts as though it came to shame people because we are not what? Trained.
That's right.
Because the reaction of the congregation to a revelation gift, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Can be negative.
That's right.
And create bad results. For example, when Jesus met the woman at the well and said, go call your husband. She said, I have none. Jesus said, you have well said that you have none. She said, you have had five husbands. And the one you're with now is not your husband. Now watch this. Because he was functioning in revelational gifts. What revelation gift? The word of knowledge.
Yes.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
But because him functioning in that gift, he was operating by love.
Mm-hmm.
You listening?
Yes.
He wasn't trying to be a know-it-all or show-off.
What?
He was functioning in what? Love.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of this woman getting offended and running, she ran to the city and said, come see a man who told me everything about myself. You listening?
Yes, sir.
That's what revelational gifts are supposed to do. You listening?
Yes, sir.
People can see God and come running back to him.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Revelation gifts
bring answers
and keys
to overcoming
deep-seated
deep-seated problem. Revelational gifts become the keys to deep-seated and deep-rooted problems. If you don't want to deal with a deep-seated and a deep-rooted problem, you don't want revelation. As a matter of fact, you really don't want it to come to the light, because revelational keys are full of light. Go ahead.
We can see the hidden enemy
behind the needs,
and thus destroy
his influence
and power.
Revelation gifts
bring in whatever we need to know
about those
whom we are what?
Ministering to.
Revelation knowledge
coming through these gifts
can bring in the rhema
that is needed to move
into the miraculous.
That's an important statement. Read it again.
Revelation knowledge
coming through these gifts
can bring in the rhema
word of God
that is needed to move
into the what?
Miraculous.
These,
now we talk about
signs, wonders,
and miracles,
right?
None of this happened
without
the Holy Ghost.
If we're going to
enter into
this realm
of the Spirit,
you listening?
Remember,
the manifestation of
the Spirit is given
to what? Every
man to do what?
Profit
withal.
You listening?
The miraculous
is released
when
these gifts
are in
manifestation.
You listening?
You listening?
You
know, I
remember a
situation. I was
purchasing a home
in the
year 2000.
And my wife
says to me,
this woman
is sick.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
And you know
what God did with that?
God
not only
dealt with this,
he dealt with
her in a
supernatural way.
In a
what?
Supernatural way.
She was dealing with
a disease called
fibromyalgia.
She could not
sleep for 8 hours.
You listening?
She couldn't
even sleep past 1 or 2
because
of the pain that
was going through her
body, through her
nerve,
her central
nervous system.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
She was
selling us the home
at the time.
And so
I
was driving
one day
looking for
houses still.
And
I went to the
house that I
really wanted.
And on my
way to that house,
the word of the
Lord came to me
for her saying,
say, call
her and tell her,
come to
church
Sunday
and he will heal her.
You know,
you have to be
halfway out your mind
to
talk to a stranger
with
that kind of vernacular.
Well, she
knew some people who
went to this ministry
and
she reached out
to them. She
said, your pastor
said,
if
I would come to
the church,
that God
would heal him.
Thank God I
had some members with some
sense. Amen.
They said,
if the man of
God said that to
you,
you show up
and God
will do it.
Yes. Are you listening?
Yes, sir. Well,
she happened to come
on the day that we
were doing our first
television
shoot for the entire
ministry.
The first
time we were going on
TV.
You listening?
Yes, sir. Taping
for TV.
So
I said, I'll wait
till the end of the service.
The word of the
Lord came again.
Say, bring up
now.
Bring her
up when?
Now.
And
God healed her.
And
till this day,
she's still healed.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody,
thank you.
Go ahead,
daughter.
Revelation
knowledge
can
bind what the
devil has
let
loose
against us.
Revelation
knowledge
can
loose
what the devil
has
bound within us.
Revelation
knowledge
provides
protection
and safety
for the people of
God.
Because the enemy cannot hide.
Because the enemy cannot hide under the circumstances, needs,
or
lives of the believer. Somebody talking to my left? Huh? Okay, well, it sounds like he's talking. Don't read out loud. I need her to read. Go ahead.
His work becomes exposed
by these gifts and by these operations. By these gifts. Now notice, 1 Corinthians 12:4 say, now there are diversities of what? Gifts. Uh-huh. But the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And diversities of what? Operations, but the same what? God, which worketh what? All in all. Now read that statement again. Revelation knowledge. See, I mess them up because they be like, revelation knowledge
supplied by these gifts.
Unfold God's perspective. That's not the statement you made before that. Revelation knowledge provides protection
and safety
for the people of God.
Because the enemy cannot hide
under the circumstances, needs,
or
lives of the believer.
His work becomes exposed
by the gifts in operation. So if these gifts are not in operation, everything we just said is moot. Because they cannot be done in human effort. It cannot be done in psychology. You listening?
Yes,
it must be a move of the Spirit.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Revelation knowledge. Supplied by these gifts. Unfold God's perspective.
About your past experiences.
How God is working out things.
For good.
Self-image,
and Christ in you,
failures,
God's divine resources,
and the supply available,
future,
his purposes,
and his plans for you,
and needs,
his fatherhood,
and his what?
Faithfulness.
Revelation gifts,
working through the gift of prophecy.
Ephesians 6:17-18.
And take the helmet of salvation
and the sword of the Spirit,
which is the word of God.
Praying always with all prayer
and supplication.
Here it goes, in the Spirit.
And watching thereunto
with all
perseverance
and supplication for all saints.
Without the move of the Spirit, there will be no perseverance.
Perseverance
is a very strong word. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Read the definition of perseverance. Glory to God. Keep on. You keep going. When y'all get it, let me know.
Ephesians 6:17-18
tells us to take the sword of the Spirit,
which is the
sword of the Spirit is a what?
Rhema word.
A revealed word.
And pray with all prayer.
God gives the revelation knowledge
through these gifts
so that we can speak it forth.
As he's speaking it forth
in the heavens.
We can prophesy it.
We can pray it.
And we can confess it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
We can prophesy it.
Yes, sir.
We can pray what we prophesy.
Yes.
Then we can confess it.
Yes.
Vocal gifts help release the power
of the revealed word
in revelation gifts. Y'all got that word yet? Give me the definition. It's persistence in doing something. Despite difficulties or delay in achieving success. That's the only one. Continued effort to do or to achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. You listening? So perseverance is a powerful word. In essence, what perseverance means, nothing can stop you. Go ahead, daughter. We'll see you next time. Enjoy your evening.